Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. If you don't speak up, if you don't step your energy up, you don't step your activity up, you don't step your performance up, you don't actually literally speak up for yourself more often, you will be unknown forever.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. You're now listening to a show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, as I told you it would be at the end of yesterday's episode. Yesterday we talked about why it pays to be quiet, why sometimes you need to just sit down and shut up, metaphorically speaking, or maybe literally speaking. Today's topic is the converse of that, why you need to be the loudest person in the room sometimes. Why does it make sense for you to make a whole lot of noise to make sure people notice you, to make sure you get the opportunity that you want, to make sure you get whatever it is that you came for, to make sure everybody sees you and sees your game and sees your performance and recognizes you for the greatness that you are? Why do you need to be? When are the times? When are the places? What are the circumstances when it makes sense for you to be the loudest person in the room? I want to give a disclaimer before we even get into today's episode, that being the loudest person in the room is not what you need to do all the time. Being the quietest person in the room is not what you need to do all the time. See, and I've done a whole episode on what I'm about to say. The height of wisdom is your understanding. It's the nuanced understanding, the fingertip feel for knowing when to use which pieces of information. So while I'm giving you two completely, fully contradictory pieces of information in back-to-back episodes, when to be quiet and when to be the loudest person in the room, it is your job, through your experience in life, through your own thinking, which takes energy and time, and through your own knowledge from what you get from your actual experiences and your thinking combined, is up to you to know when does it make sense to make noise, when does it make sense to stay quiet. And you're not going to bat 1,000 on this. There are going to be times where you should make noise that you stayed quiet, and there are going to be times that you should have stayed quiet, but you made noise. I would say if I just was giving advice to somebody just black and white with no context, you'll probably want to make noise more than you stay quiet when you're on your come up, when you're trying to get better, trying to get recognized, trying to get to that spot, whatever that spot happens to be for you. But there also comes a time as you build on your success when it makes more sense to stay quiet instead of making noise, because you really don't have to make noise. Like the lion in the jungle doesn't have to roar all day long for everybody to know that the lion's the king of the jungle. People just know. He doesn't have to keep making noise over and over again. But that's a whole different conversation. Let's get into our points here today, which is why you need to be sometimes the loudest person in the room. Point number one, time is not on your side and you need to force the action. Now, we talked many times on this show about how all of us have that hourglass of sand, right? Coming from the top, going into the bottom. We know how much is in the bottom. We call it our age, but we have no idea how much is left in the top. We have no idea when that last grain of sand is going to come out. So just by definition, time is not on our side. Time is working against us. Every single minute, we're getting older. Every single day, we are a day older than we were yesterday. Every year, we are a year older than we were yesterday. So just because you're younger than somebody doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be around longer than them. because you have a different amount of sand in your hourglass than that person has in theirs. And knowing this, all of us understand this on a logical level that now I'm explaining it, but knowing this on a conscious level, understanding that we really don't have time on our side and anything that we don't make happen now may not happen because we may run out of time, you may need to force the action sometimes in life. Understand that things will not always fall into your lap. Opportunities are not going to just fall in your lap. The people who you want to work with or people whom you want to know what your name is or know your work, they're not going to just come knock on your door. They're not just going to come walk by your stoop while you're sitting on the steps in your neighborhood. Things are not just going to fall in your lap. And a lot of things are not going to come to you eventually. I know the saying is, good things come to those who wait. And people say patience is a virtue. And those are absolutely true. But that doesn't mean everything that you want in life is going to just come to you because you waited. And it doesn't mean that being patient is the thing that you should just do all the time in life. There are times when you need to force the action. This is where the wisdom comes in again. Knowing when to use which pieces of information. Sometimes in life, you got to make noise to be noticed. A lot of times in life, you're going to have to make noise to be noticed. Because if you haven't noticed, the world that we live in is kind of crowded. How many YouTubers we got out there? How many basketball players? How many soccer players? How many singers? How many rappers? How many podcasters? How many bloggers? How many people writing books? There are a whole lot of people doing all the things that you do. All right, they may do it a little bit different way. They may call it something a little bit different. They have different ways of expressing it and getting it out to the world and verbalizing it. But there's a lot of other people trying to do a lot of the same things that we're doing out there. So if you don't make noise, nobody's going to notice you. It's not because they're trying to ignore you. It's not because they're trying to be rude. It's just because everybody got that hourglass. Everybody's working with that same hourglass. Everybody has to decide what's worth my time and what is not worth my time, whether they're consciously thinking about it or they're not. We're always all making that decision. Sometimes you just got to make noise to get people's attention, because otherwise they're going to be paying attention to the things that they got to pay attention to, the things that they see as valuable in their life. And you may have something that's very valuable for another person, but if they don't know that you exist because you failed to make noise, they'll never get it. They'll never get access to it. Therefore, they can't get the most out of themselves simply because you failed to make enough noise to get their attention. When Julius Caesar became Julius Caesar, I mean, his name was already Julius Caesar, but he became Julius Caesar in all caps when he crossed the Rubicon River and made himself, he won a military campaign, made himself emperor. But nobody expected him to take such a bold move. Julius wasn't the guy at the time. Somebody else was the guy at the time. People knew that Caesar was good. People said, hey, maybe this guy Caesar has some potential. But nobody said, this is his time exactly right now. This is the time for him to come do it. Caesar said, this is the time. Nobody else was saying it, but he said it. He said, the die has been cast. He cast the die. He rolled the dice, crossed that river, went into a military campaign, won, crowned himself emperor, and the rest became history. Now we're talking about him in 2018. Things are not always going to fall into your lap. That opportunity, that position, that money, that job, meeting that person is not going to just happen just because you're sitting around thinking about it, just because you wrote it down, just because you visualize it. You got to put some action behind it. Sometimes you need to force the action in life because of your conscious understanding that time is not working on your side. You have no idea how much of it you have left. Point number two. Today's topic is why and when you may need to be the loudest person in the room. When you're better than they think you are. Now, this is an easy one, I think, for most of the people listening to this podcast, especially my athletes listening to this, because anytime I hear from an athlete whose issue is not being on the team, not being scouted or recognized or recruited, or not getting in the game enough or not getting the ball often enough, usually this athlete has some belief. Sometimes they state it explicitly, but often they're implying it throughout any message that they send to me, that they are better. You, athlete, I'm talking to you. You're better than they think you are. They being your teammates, they being the scouts and coaches who haven't come to watch your games, they being the coaches and parents and maybe the teammates too, who aren't giving you the ball, who are not putting you in the game, who are just disregarding you, making jokes about you, yelling at you for messing up, just not taking you seriously. You are better than they think you are, aren't you? I know. Yeah, I know you're nodding your head right now. Athletes say this to me all the time. It doesn't mean that you barge into your coach's office or you run up on one of your teammates and just cuss them out, all right, to let them know that you're better than they think you are. Maybe it means being a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more assertive in your actions, like on the court or on the field or in the pool or on the track or in the office, whatever kind of work you're doing, whatever group you're involved in, where you're not being regarded as heavily as you feel you should be regarded. Maybe it means you need to find a new situation, a new team to be on, start your own new business, maybe go find a new company to work for, maybe move to a new location, a new office. Maybe it means going somewhere else and proving it. So maybe you just need to do better where you're at, but maybe you need to go somewhere else and do the same thing you've been doing and you'll be able to prove it. Maybe you need to go somewhere else and be more aggressive and more assertive. That may be the best option for some of you. But I think the first option is the best for everybody. Be more aggressive and assertive in your actions. And that will probably get people to change their opinions of you at least a little bit, if not all the way, at least a little bit. See, being the loudest person in the room, which is today's topic, when to be the loudest person in the room, that does not just mean with your voice. Just as I said yesterday, being the quietest person or the loudest person in the room, yes, it can be meant literally, but it also is metaphorical. Sometimes you can be loud by taking stronger actions, by just being more assertive, by just stepping up your level of aggression, by stepping up your energy, period, in the actions that you're taking, that'll make you louder because people will notice you more, right? People will see you more. If you watch a basketball game, for example, the person who comes in the game with a whole lot of energy, and sometimes in sports, they call them the energy guy, right? The energy guy or the energy girl on the team, they have the loudest style of play out there on the court. Doesn't necessarily mean they're the best player, but they have the loudest style, meaning you notice them. Even if you don't know anything about basketball, if an energy person comes in the game, you notice that energy person's actions. Why? Because their energy is drawing attention. Their energy draws attention. And when you put energy into something, you're going to make something happen. Maybe what you want, may not be what you want, but something's going to happen when you put more energy. Let's put it that way. Not just energy, period. But when you put more energy into something than you've been putting into it, you're probably going to get some different results. Maybe what you want, may not be what you want. But as you see that, you can make changes, make adjustments, and figure it out and keep working on your game. Point number three. Today's topic is why you need to be the loudest person in the room. Sometimes. You need to be the loudest person in the room when nobody knows you exist. Now, even though I'm saying this loud, this is generally the biggest problem a lot of people have. And these are people in the specific areas of building your brand or brand name. If you're creating any amount of any level of content, whether that's videos, audio, written format, whether you're creating and selling products, yourself could also be a product. When you're playing a sport, especially a sport like basketball, where so many people want to play, but there are only so many positions for people to play. Maybe you're just unknown. Maybe nobody even knows who the hell you are. Maybe you do have the game. You do have the skill. You can deliver if you had the opportunity, but for whatever reason, you have not yet created the opportunity. And I want you to notice the wording of what I just said. You have not had the opportunity yet because for whatever reason, you have not created the opportunity. Notice I didn't say you have not been given or you have not gotten the opportunity. You have not yet created the opportunity. And the wording is very important, exactly as I said it right there. If you don't speak up, if you don't step your energy up, you don't step your activity up, you don't step your performance up, you don't actually literally speak up for yourself more often, you will be unknown forever. Some of you have been unknown for what seems like forever, but actually it has been forever for you from the time you were born until now. That's your version of forever, right? If you don't speak up, you're going to continue living just like that. You're going to continue being unknown in your sport, unknown in your business, unknown in your field, unknown in your profession, unknown in your community, whatever it is you want to be known. You'll continue to be unknown if you don't do something different. So yes, you can speak up for yourself, but actions will speak louder than words. We already know that, right? A combination of both will help you really well, at least if you know what you're talking about. If you don't make people pay attention to you, many of you, if you don't do this, they may never have a reason to. See, when people aren't paying attention to you, it's not because they are trying to ignore you. And it's because you haven't done anything to grab their attention from what they are paying attention to. Remember human beings' limitation. We all have the same limitation. We can only focus on one thing at a time. So there are 8 billion people in the world. So none of us can focus on what each of these 8 billion people is doing. And let's just say 1 billion of that 8 million is actually doing something that could be worth our attention. We can't pay attention to all 1 billion. We don't have that many different ways to direct our focus. We can only focus on one thing at a time. So imagine if there's 1 billion trying to get our attention. Which one are we going to give it to? Somebody got to make some noise if they want your attention. And you got to make some noise if you want someone else's attention. In 1997, Notorious B.I.G. put out a second album called Life After Death. And on that album, they introduced a character called the Mad Rapper. It was on Big's album. It was the first time we heard the Mad Rapper. And one of the things the Mad Rapper said
in the skit was that I made all these albums. Well, first of all, he said Notorious B.I.G. he made one album and he's more popular than me. He got more girls than me. He got more money than me than making all these videos. This is the mad rapper talking. The mad rapper was kind of like an avatar for all the rappers who were hating on bad boy artists at that time, namely Notorious B.I.G. Mad rapper said, listen, I made 4 albums. I made more albums than this guy. I've been more active than this guy. I've been around longer than this guy, but he's making more money. He got more attention. He got more girls. He's just having more success than me. And people are not recognizing. This is what Mad Rapper said. He said they're not recognizing. People are not recognizing what I'm doing, but everybody's recognizing what this guy's doing. The Mad Rapper hadn't made enough noise. But at least he was taking the first good step, right? By coming on a talk show to vent to everybody why he was mad, why he was the Mad Rapper. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. But even if you don't understand the story, the point of the story that I'm giving you here is just because you've been active, just because you've been around, if people don't know you exist, they will never have a reason to if you don't make noise. And understand that the noise that you make for certain people may vary. Noises may vary. Actually, noises must vary. See, there's a certain noise that you make if you want people in the scientific community to pay attention to your research paper. And there's a different type of noise you make if you want hip-hop music fans to listen to your rap album. And there's a different noise that you make if you want basketball fans to recognize you doing 360 dunks on your Instagram. And there's a different noise that you make if you want computer programmers to recognize this new software that you created that can help people keep their inbox at zero. So there's different noises that you have to make based on whose attention you're trying to get. You can't get everyone's attention with the exact same noise. Well, there may be some exceptions, but for the most part, you're not going to get everybody's attention with the exact same noise. You got to know whose attention do you want? Why do you want those people's or that person's attention? And what kind of noise do they pay attention to? Look at their actions. Look at their actions. Look at what they pay attention to now. What kind of noise that those people, places, things make? And how can I make a similar noise that's going to get their attention? You may not get it right the first answer, but you got to keep trying things. This is why you stay active. But just because you're out there, just because you're doing it, does not mean they're going to show up, doesn't mean they're going to pay attention. As the saying used to be years ago, if you build it, they will come. It's not actually true anymore. Just building it doesn't mean they're going to come because they don't have to. They already came to a whole bunch of other places. Why they got to come to yours? Even though you built it, even though you put the time in, you got to do something to speak up, quote unquote, for the audience whose attention you are trying to get. And again, you're speaking up for one audience is not the same as speaking up for another audience. They may never even notice that speaking up. So you got to figure out who's that audience. Whose attention do I want? Why do I want that attention? And how can I get it? You don't make them pay attention. They may never have a reason to. Let's recap today's topic, which is the inverse of yesterday's episode being why it pays to be quiet today. Why you need to be the loudest person in the room sometimes. Point number one, because time is not on your side and you need to force the action. Things will not always fall in your lap or just come around to you eventually because you've been patient. Sometimes in life, you have to make noise to be noticed. Point number two, because you are better than they think you are. People are underestimating you or maybe just completely not estimating you at all because they're not paying attention to you. And I have a lot of athletes who say these things to me that they're just not getting the attention that they feel they deserve based on what they know to be their abilities. This doesn't mean you barge into the coach's office or run up on a teammate, cuss them out. Maybe it just means you need to be more aggressive and assertive in practicing and doing what you're doing. Now, it just means sports practice. I mean, in practice as in the actions that you take. Maybe it means you need to go to a new place and prove yourself. Being the loudest does not just mean talking. Point number three, you need to be the loudest person in the room because nobody knows you exist. If you don't speak up and break people's pattern of not paying attention to you, they'll just not pay attention to you forever. If you don't make people pay attention, they may never have a reason to. That's your job to figure out and also execute. And then once you have people's attention, it's your job to have the game in place to capitalize and keep that attention. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. How would you like to be directly coached by me? I've opened up the enrollment for my game group where you will not only have monthly coaching calls live with me on video, you'll also get full access to my 12-module Bulletproof Mindset course, which has 90 plus lessons in it, my daily game emails to your inbox every morning, and much, much more. If you're interested in joining the game group and being coached directly by me, Dre All Day, go to DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. That's dreallday.com/GG for the game group. You want that bulletproof mindset course, my daily game emails every day, and get coached directly, go to dreallday.com/GG for the game group. Enrollment is limited.
Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to dreallday.com/survey and take the Work on Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.